you will hear a library assistant giving a man information about the library website. So what's on the library website? Can you tell me a bit about it? For example, you were talking before about books that you recommended to people. Is there some kind of list on the website where I can find out what the top 10 books are?
Well, that's an interesting idea. At the moment, we display the most popular books on a special shelf near the information desk. But one thing that you can do online after you've read a book is you can post your own review if you like. You know, tell other library users whether it's worth reading. Then they can read about it on the website before they come in.
I see. And I suppose that helps people make up their minds whether to order a copy for themselves or not.
Right.
And I'm afraid that my son can't find his library membership card. Can we use the website to get another one and replace it? Or do we have to be here at the library to do that?
No, you don't have to come in. We have an online form that he can fill in with his name, date of birth, that kind of thing. It'll save him some time if he does it like that, hopefully. And then, when your son comes into the library, he can pick the card up from the information desk. But if you've moved house recently, so you're living somewhere different, you'll need to bring us a copy of an electricity bill or a bank statement, something with your street number on it. We need that information for our records, and so that can't be done online.
And what if I've forgotten to bring a book back before the due date, and there's a charge for it because I've gone past the deadline? Can I pay online?
You'll have to come in if you owe us any money, I'm afraid. But we do send out email reminders a few days before you have to return a book. So hopefully you can bring the books back in time.